I can hear.
Yeah, I'm not muted. Okay. Guten Chodesh, everybody. Okay. Yes, we left off at the Mishnah Daf Tzadikov Amud Aleph. Maybe I'll say Advar Torah L'Kavod Rosh Chodesh before we begin. The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph that if a person forgot to say Ritzei in Birchas Hamazon and he already said Bnei Yerushalayim and he reminds himself before he starts Atayva Meitim, so it's a special bracha. Same thing Yontem, same thing Rosh Chodesh. If the person reminds himself before he starts Atei V'Ameitiv, he says a special bracha that's printed in the Good Sidurim. So the Gemara has a suffix regarding Rosh Chodesh. One suffix where they mention Simcha. Shenasan lana Rosh Chodeshim leSimcha or not. On Yontem, you do say leSimcha, because there's a mitzvah of Simcha Yantav. Now Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara has a suffix. So what exactly is the suffix? So Rav Soloveitchik has in there are several volumes of collected drushes of Rav Soloveitchik. So quite a few of them I has paid him. So one was a hesped for Rabbi Zeev Gold. Zeev Gold was a Mizrahi leader in Europe before the war, then later in America. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a big hesped when he passed away. I was not there by the hesped, but I read the hesped. So he speaks about the whole theme of the hesped is about Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, that the tour quotes in the name of the Goyim in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh that there is a Chiyuv Simcha Rosh Chodesh. Where do you see that? From the Pasuk in Parshas Naso, we have Simchas Mardechem Rosh Chodeshem. Is for the sake of Simcha. So you see that Amish Chodesh is a mitzvah of Simcha. So then Rav Soloveitchik points out there's a Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Sherish Aleph. The Rambam has first half of the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam develops 14 guiding principles that determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs or not. So the first klal is that you only include mitzvahs that are deraisa. Tarayag mitzvahs, nabalal moshe misinai. You don't include mitzvahs that are just midirabon. And then he says that you only include the mitzvahs that are Torah shebichsav, shutushamik. You don't include drushes of the Torah shebalpeh. Because in every generation, the chacham kedan on more and more and more drushes. So you'll have to throw out some old mitzvahs. So you can't say they're only 613. So the 613, lefib shutushamikro. And then the third klal in the Rambam is you only include mitzvahs that are noig l'doros. Whatever's only her rasha is called the dvar nevuah. That's not called the mitzvah. So the Rambam writes in the first shurish, the first klal, he's in disagreement with the halachas gedolos, which is also sefer mitzvahs written in the days of the Gaonim. Bahag, the Bahag is a sefer mitzvahs. The Bahag counts halal as a mitzvah. So the Rambam tain is, it never says in Chumash anywhere that you have to recite Halal. Halal is in Tehillim. So since it's only clearly, it's only midrabbanan, so it doesn't belong in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban comes to defend the Halachas Gedolos and says, maybe Halal is a din deraisa. Well, how can it be deraisa? Where does it say in Chumash? No, it says that there's a Chiyuv Simcha. And Simcha, Samachta B'chagecha, and Shalva Shigolim, there's a Chiyuv Simcha. And even a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where it doesn't say B'samachta B'chagecha also, Rav Soloveitchik always used to point to the Mishnah in Moed Katan and Perek Eilu Megalchen and the last Perek in Moed Katan that Yontif is Mevatel Avelus and Shabbos is not Mevatel Avelus. So one would have said the reason why is because if Shabbos would be Mevatel Avelus, then you would never have Shibi, you would never have Shloshim, because every 7 days, Shabbos always comes in the middle of Shibi, so you never have Shibi, you never have Shloshim, but that's not the official reason. The reason why, Tosfos says there in Moed Katan, and that dap chav gimel and base or something like that. So Taisa says because Yontif has a chiyuv simcha and Shabbos does not have a chiyuv simcha. And simcha and avelus is a tarta disasri. The Rav Soloveitchik explained that also. What's the tarta disasri? It's a violation of simchas Yontif if you take off your shoes. Europeans have the attitude that you walk around without shoes. That means that you're an avelus. You're not allowed to walk without shoes. Americans, a lot of Americans, the first thing they do when they come home, they kick off their shoes and they walk around barefoot. They walk around in their socks. in the house, or without the socks, whatever. So strictly speaking, why do you say, what's the contradiction? Well, why do you say that Simchas Yontav and Avelis is a tie to this Asri? On Yontav, you have to wear leather shoes. And if you wear slippers, it's no good. If you go barefoot, it's no good. Why not? Also, Leitchik taught it's not a stira in the Nehuge Avelis, between Nehuge Avelis and Nehuge Yontav. It's a stira because they're both a Kiyam Shebelev. On Yontav, there are certain things he's supposed to do, Basav Yayin, whatever, that's supposed to put you in a mood of Simcha. And on Avelis, there are certain activities that you have to do and certain activities that you're not permitted to do that put you in the mood of Avelis. Both are Akim Shebelev, both Simchas Yontav and Avelis is really Akim Shebelev. And the Tartar Asri is in the Akim Shebelev. It's not so much a Tartar Asri in the Hanhogis, it's a Stir in the Akim Shebelev. So that's the official explanation of why Shabbos doesn't cancel Shiva, doesn't cancel Shloshim, but on Shabbos there is no Chiyuv Simcha. But and on Yontav there is a Chiyuv Simcha. So how come Avelus Bifrahesi is not Noeg on Shabbos? Only Avelus, only Dvarim Shebitzin on Noeg, that's a Machloikis in the Gemara, and that's how we Paskin, Dvarim Shebitzin on Noeg. So Tosfos says, based on a Medrash, Tosfos said there's a Pasuk in Mishlei that reads, Bichas Hashem Hitashir. Well, Yosef etzavima that whenever there's birchas Hashem, there isn't going to be any atzus. Shabbos is etz vayivarch lekim Hashem hashvi vaykadushos. Shabbos is a day of bracha. Therefore, Yosef etzavima. You don't have atzvus sadness bifrahesia. But Avelis Habitzina is not a tie to this asi with Shabbos. So that's a kasha that the Stechemit quotes from a lot of Achranim. He has quite a few pages on the topic. How can we say in the davening yismuchu malchuscha on Shabbos, if you say there's no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos, so why do you say Yismuchu Malchuscha? So Rab Soloveitchik suggested, based on this Ramban, the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. Why the Bahag counted the mitzvah of Halil in the Taryag mitzvah? So the Ramban suggests in Shorash Aleph, maybe Halil is the Raisa. It's an aspect of Simchas Yontav, the Simchas HaGuf, to have Basav Yayin, and then the Simchas HaNefesh, to recite Halal, to be Sameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Gemara has, and he interprets, the Ramban interprets the whole discussion in the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudim and Beis, but the Gemara asks, why don't we recite Halal on every Shabbos? Gemara says, Shabbos is not Ikri Moed. What does that mean? Ramban says that Shabbos does not mitzvah of Simcha. There's only Simcha Yontav. Then the Gemara asks, but on Rosh Chodesh, we have a minig that we say Chatzi Halal. That's the reason why we say Chatzi Halal, that's why we skip, because you're not mukhif to say Halal, it's only a minig. And the Gemara says, a Rav Ikla LeBovel, Rav had smicha already, and then he went to Bovel, and he was surprised to see they had a minig to say Halal Amish Chodesh. He never heard of that. He was already an adult with smicha, he never heard of this idea of saying Halal Amish Chodesh. And then when the Chazan skipped a little bit, he said, Bediluk, so Rav said, oh, now he understands it's a minig. Whenever it's a minig, so you only say Chatzi Halal. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Even those who want to say Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim, he thought you shouldn't say Halal Sholem, because there's no Chiyuv. No Bez never made a takana to recite Halal Sholem on Yom Ha'atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim. So it's only a minig. So if it's a minig, then you're not allowed to say Halal Sholem, just like on Rosh Chodesh. Kolay Mahala B'chol Yom Ha'reza Mecharef HaMegadeif, even without a bracha, you're not allowed to say Halal Sholem. You only say Halal Shalom when you're mechuyev to. So the Gemara says, we don't say Halal on Shabbos because not Ikri Moed. Means that the Ramban interprets, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. And Halal stems from the mitzvah of Simcha. Then the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Moed. Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. Means that there is a Chiyuv of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, like the Goyim said based on the Pasuk in Parshas Noso. Oh, Bahaloscha, I forgot already which parsha. It says, Yam Smachas Ma'adechem, Rosh Hashem, Skaitem Bachatzoitzus. So there is a Chiyuv Simcha. Why is it that we only have a minute to say Chatzi Halal? How come we're not Mukhiv to say Halal Sholem? So Gemara answers, the Rosh Chodesh is Muta Basias Malacha. What does Asias Malacha have to do with reciting of Halal? The Gemara says that you recite Halal Sholem every day of Chalamoid Sukkis. Every day of Chalamoid Sukkah, even though the Mechaba holds that Malachas Chalamoid is only midirabbanan. When our Torah does not, the Ramah holds that it's not so. The Ramah holds that Malachas Chalamoid is a din deraisa. But it's a 2-day synthesis on the first daf, and the last daf in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. Whether Isa Malach and Chalamoid, is deraisa de rabbanon. So the mechaber paskens that malachas chal moed is only the rabbanon. So you see that reciting halal is not necessarily connected with malachas. What does it mean, Rosh Chodesh? We don't recite halal because mutabasias malachas. So the Ramban in Shorash Aleph has a unique, surprising interpretation in the Gemara. He says that the mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Chodesh, yam simchas maradech malachat shechat shecha miskaita machat seitzis halal asech malzir cheshal mechem. The mitzvah of simcha is only in the Migdosh. And they were mamayit bigvulin. The fact that chutz lebeis hamigdash is muta basiyas malacha shows that the whole relevance of the kedusha sayom of Rosh Chodesh is only in the migdash. Usually on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have an is kedusha sayom that ases b'malacha, and it's mechayiv in various mitzvahs, kiddush, and kiddush is man haTorah, kibud oinek, different mitzvahs. So on Rosh Chodesh, it's muta basiyas malach is an indication that the whole kedushas hayayim of Rosh Chodesh is only mechayiv and mitzvahs in the mikdash. So the whole mitzvah of tkiyas chatzot is only alo lasechem al ziv cheshal mechem. In mikdash there's a chiyav simcha, but chutz la mikdash there's no chiyav simcha on Rosh Chodesh. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained. That's what he printed in his hesped for Rav Zev Gold. I understood this based on what he explained on other occasions, that the Gemara says that other people don't observe, all the rest of the Jews don't observe Avelus on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov there's a Chiyav Simcha, and also Esed the Rabbi Medochi Esed the Yochid. Avelus is Esed the Yochid, and Simchas Yom Tov is an Esed the Rabbi, so the Esed the Rabbi takes precedence over the Esed the Yochid. So the... So the Gemara says in Eilat Megalchen, in the third parak of Moed Katan, the Kohen Gadol all year long has a din ki Yisrael beregel dami, and the simple pshat in Gemara is just like Yisraelim, all the other Jews, aside from the Kohanim, everybody else only has a mitzvah of simcha on regel, on Yom Tovim. The Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah of simcha all year long, and the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Kohen Gadol never observes avelos. That's the Pashup Shad. It says, the Kohen Gadol, it says, if a relative dies, it's Rosh HaLayifra of God of Layifram, HaKol Nafshis Meis LaYovid, the Kohen being Metami to the Meis, the Rambam writes, it's a Niyog of Avelos, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metami to the Zayin Kroyfim. So the simple Pshat, the Gemara understood simple Pshat in the Pasuk, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelos. Why is the Kohen Gadol all year long Kisrael Baregel Dami? Because the mechayiv of simcha is always being lefnei Hashem, usmachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem, and the Rav Soloveitchik quoted the pasuk hoyd v'hoda lefana boiz v'chayd v'abim mekoymai. So the Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga has an agarata, ein atzvus lefnei amokim. There's never any sadness when one is in lefnei Hashem. One is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's never any atzvus. The Gemara quotes the pasuk. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always rejoicing. So that's the reason why there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shalosh HaGolim, because there's a chiyav aliyah leregel. Even though it's only Yerokel Zuchurcha, and the women are not mechuyav, but there is an inyan of visiting the Shechina on Shalosh HaGolim. And even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's a machlekes hatanam, we pass on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, also there is a chiyav simcha, and it's mevatel avelus. So Rav Soloveitchik said maybe because and Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, since you blow shofar, kevin de zikaron kasi kelifnim dami. Whenever you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as if wherever you are, in New York, in New Jersey, in Texas, wherever the Jew is, and he blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, kevin de zikaron kasi kelifnim dami, it's considered as if he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's in the context of the Gemara there. And therefore, it's a mochamed dikadin of enkatega nasas aneger. And on Yom Kippur also, you don't blow shofar, but the pasuk says, "Rakana v'nesechem hoyim abdilim beinechem levein elakechem." Averus are like a mechitza shel barzal that separates between the person and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And on Yom Kippur, there's this added mitzvah lefnei Hashem to Torah. The Rabbein Yoni says in the Shari Tshuva, there's a specific mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. There's mitzvah all year long to do tshuva. So you have to understand what is added on, what's different Yom Kippur from all year long. That's a good question. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about that also. But on Yom Kippur, you know that there's a separate chiyuv to do tshuva when a person does tshuva. So the Rambam writes in the Shmona Prokim in the Hagdamah to Pirkei Avos, his commentary on Pirkei Avos, that then when a person does tshuva, he removes this mechitza shal barzal, the mechitza that's rakam ben esechem ha'im abdilim bein echem levein alakechem. The averus are like a mechitza. So when the person has a chiv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, then he returns to the state of being lefnei Hashem. When he's a bal aver, he's no longer lefnei Hashem. When he does tshuva, he's lefnei Hashem. So maybe the mechayiv of simcha and sholosh golem is because he mechayiv to be lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem always engenders an element of simcha. And on Rosh Hashanah, there's also lefnei Hashem. Given that the zikaron kasi tkiya shofar is li zikaron ke lefnim dami, and on Yom Kippur because of the chayiv tshuva. So whenever on Rosh Chodesh, there's clearly a chayiv to be lefnei Hashem, to bring the musafim. So that's what the Ramban writes, that the mechayiv of simcha could be that it's menat Torah on Shalosh Golim because of simcha. Lamiatu, and the Gemara says, we exclude Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramban writes a lashon, they excluded that there's no mitzvah of simcha b'gvulin on Rosh Chodesh. B'amigdash, there is an inyan of simcha b'gvulin, there's no inyan of simcha. So similarly, Rav Soloveitchik made a suggestion. We mentioned before the kasha, how can we say Yismuchu b'malchuscha and the davening on Shabbos? If Shabbos, we assume there is no chayiv simcha, b'harai Shabbos is not mevatel avelus. And the Sifrei has a comment on the pasuk v'yam simchas ma'adechem roshach adshechem. So the Sifrei writes v'yam simchas ma'elu shabosis. The Gemara, it seems not so. The Gemara seems, the Mishnah and Erechin, the first perek, seems pretty clear they did not blow chatzitzus on shabosim. It says they blew chatzitzus on sholosh golem, on Rosh Chodesh, but not on shabosim. But the Sifrei is written by a Tana Reb Shimon. Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon. So the Sifrei assumes that they did blow shofar. They're supposed to blow shofar, chatzitzus, I mean, on shabosim also. Yom simchas me'elu shabosis. So the question is, but Shabbos, there is no chiyuv simchas. So Rav Soloveitchik made that suggestion. Maybe there's a chilek between Migdash and Bigvula, just like on Rosh Chodesh. So my understanding was that it was based on this Ramban. Just like the Ramban distinguishes that on Rosh Chodesh and Migdash there's a chiyuv simcha. Rosh Chodesh Bigvulan, there's no chiyuv simcha. Rosh Chodesh and Migdash there is because you mechuyev to enter the Beis HaMigdash b'miyuchad in order to bring the musafim. So you have a chiyuv to come lefnei Hashem to bring the musafim. So that's what the Ramban thinks, that in Migdash there was a chiv simcha on Rosh Chodesh. So on Shabbos also, there's a chiv to enter the Migdash to bring the Musaf. So maybe you say Yismuchu b'malchus, and Rav Soloveitchik said, Nusach Ashkenaz only has Yismuchu b'malchus by Musaf. You don't say by the other tefillas. You don't say by Shachris, only by Musaf. Nusach Svard has it even by the other tefillas as well. But Nusach Ashkenaz only has it by Musaf. Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe that's the reason why, because the chiv simcha on Shabbos, Yismuchu b'malchuscha is only in connection with the Musafim. In Migdash, in connection with the Musafim, there is a Chiyav Simcha. But B'Gvulan, there's no Chiyav Simcha. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests, and maybe that's the Gemara's Sofik on Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph and Brochus. When a person forgot Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh and the Birchas Hamazon, so if he remembers before he starts Hatov HaMeitiv, he finished Bein Rachma Yerushalayim Amein, and he didn't start Hatov HaMeitiv. So the Gemara has a Sofik. Does he say Nosan Lana Rosh Chodashim l'Simcha, or does he leave out l'Simcha? What's the shaila? Whether yes, what are the tzadim l'kan or l'kan? Rav Soloveitchik thought this is the shaila because there is no chiyuv simcha b'gvulin on Rosh Chodesh. There only is a chiyuv simcha in Migdash. So we are not in Migdash. So on the one hand, maybe we should not say l'Simcha, but in principle, on Rosh Chodesh, sometimes there is an inyan of simcha in Migdash in connection with the musafim. So that's how that's in that hesped for Rav Zeva Gold, this is the suggestion that he gave him, Pshat and that Gemara. That was the Gemara Safik, where they mentioned the Simcha in the special bracha in the Bichas HaMazon, one forgot Yalav Yavla. On Yom Tov, he would mention, Nasan La Yom Tovim, the Simcha, he do mention the Simcha. Sasan La Simcha, in Arash Chodesh, it's a Safik, so we don't say. Okay, so we left off on the Mishnah, Tzarek Vov, Amid Aleph. And the Gemara understands that it's a machlokes, the Tanakama, the anonymous Tanakama is Rav Meir. He's often the one that disagrees with Rav Yehuda. And it's a machlokes, Amir Rav Yehuda, that minat Torah only the Gidan Nasha is Osir, mid the Rabban, and even the Shuman Agid is Osir. And Rav Yehuda says they never asked Shuman Agid. Rav Meir holds that they asked Shuman Agid. Rav Yehuda says they never asked Shuman Agid. Fine. That's the machlokes atanoim. And then the Mishnah has a machlokes, how much of the gira nasha do you have to eat in order to be loike? So the Chachamim say, if you ate the whole gira nasha, the Embo Kazayis, you're loike. Moses says, my time at the Rabbanon, the last line on the daf in the Gemara, and Tzarek Bava Menala, because Beriahu. Beriah is, there are two halachas of Beriah. There's one din. One only gets Malkus HaMacholos HaSus if he eats a Kazayis. This is quotes Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon Bayichoi, and the Mishnah in Makkus, the Afyud Gimel HaMenala, Reb Shimon HaMenala, the Kol Shuhu LaMalkus, Lama Kazayis Ela Linya Chattas Bilvad. That the halacha, that's only if the person ate chelav adam b'shogeg, that if he would have eaten chelav adam b'mezid, he would have been chayav, kores. If you eat it b'shogeg, then you chayav chattas. So how much do you have to eat in order to be chayav chattas? So there, ain't achila b'chusim mikazayis. But as far as one who does an avera b'mezid, he eats macholos asuras b'mezid, so Shem's opinion, we don't pass like Hashem. Shem's opinion is, that kol shuhula malkus, even chatzishir is deraisa, and you get malkus. We don't pass like that. We pass in chatzishir asmanatar, but there is no malkus. So we pass in, only get malkus if you eat a kazayas, unless you ate a beria shlema. Let's say I swallowed a whole bug, and the whole bug is less than a kazayas, but it's a doba shalem. So then the beria you're loike. So that's one din of beria. That's the last line on Amanat. My time at the Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yehuda hold in the Mishnah, if you ate the whole gid shal hakaf, still you get malchus. So because it's a beria. Then the Gemara has another din of beria. That's the top line on Kufa Medala, beria shiny. The Mishnah, the Gemara has that, the first two words on the dot, Kufa Medala. Beria shiny is a comment on the Mishnah. If he's not makir, the Mishnah is on Tzadik Bovam and base. Gid Anoshesh and his Bashalim Hagidim is much makir minas time. Laab, kulam asurim. The Gid Anoshesh was cooked together with other Gidim, and you can't identify which is which. Even though you have, why are they all also? What's the problem over here? You have Shishim against the Gid Anoshesh, that's Eina Noisim Tam. We have Paskan against them. We Paskan, Eim Begidim Minasim Tam, you don't even need Shishim. But the Mishnah holds Yesh Begidim Minasim Tam. So if you have Shishim, so there's no problem of tamkik, and then you can't recognize, you can't identify which is the gid anasha, which are the other gid, and they all look exactly the same. So it should be a tarubah. So yavish be yavish chad betrayed is bottle, should be bottle. So the Gemara asked Akasha, levatal beruba, the last two words on daf tzadik tes amibes, on the bottom of amibes. So the Gemara answers beria shani. So there are two dinim in beria. If something is a beria, number one, you don't need a kazayas. And number two, a beria is b'mashu. It doesn't have any bitum. So then you have this tesis. My time at the Rabbana Beriahu, the big tesis Tzadik Vav and Aleph, to explain when is something considered a beria or not. So this whole tesis is quoted in Yoridei. Im yicholek ein shmei olav. If you cut it in half, nevelu trei for meat from an animal that died a natural death and had a proper shechita, or had a proper shechita. But it's a sick animal, it's a trefa. So then the din is that, that's not called a beria. If you cut a little piece, it's still called besar nevela and besar trefa. But if you cut sheretz, you cut it in half, then it's no longer called a sheretz. It's, what's the reason for the din of beria that you don't need kazayas? So Tosis quotes a Gemara from Shavuos. This big fat Tosis quotes a Gemara in Shavuos, Dav Chofala from the base. That's a person takes a neder, there's one piece of popcorn, there's a tiny little piece of meat, kosher meat that's less than a kazayis. He takes a neder, he will not eat it. The shvua neder, he will not eat it, goes and he eats it. So then if he's mefarish, he says specifically, I take a neder or a shvua not to eat this piece of meat. So even though it's less than a kashir, he'll be loika. He can take any neder he wants, any shvua he wants. So Tosis says, the Gemara seems to say, Gemara implies there in shvua's daf chaf aleph, that the reason why a beria doesn't need a kazai, because it's like a mefarish dummy. Just like if he would have taken a neder specifically on not to eat this particular thing and it's less than a kazai, that's what the shvua was. So whenever the Torah speaks about the beria, so then that's like also a mefarish dummy. Okay. Then the Tosis on the top of Amid Beis, Tariq Vav Amid Beis, the top Tosis continues to to speak a little bit about the topic of burial. So they quote the Gemara Makis Daf Tes Zayin on the base. Risik Tishan Amolim Ve'echad Chai. He crushed nine ants. He crushed them all together, and one is still alive. So the Gemara says the one that's alive is like a mishum beria. So Tes says, why does it have to be alive? Echad Chai. Even if it's dead, it's also going to be a beria. If you broke off the legs of the Nemala, you broke off part of the Nemala, so then it's not Bishlei Musa. So it's not going to be a barrier. But if the whole ant is there, Nemala is there, Bishlei Musa, but it's not alive, so why should that be considered a barrier? So Tosfos says, Anachanami, it is considered a barrier. When the Gemara says, Ve'echad Chai, it doesn't mean, where's that line in the Tosfos? Tosfos says, Chai doesn't mean that it's alive. Chai just means that it's a Dova Sholem. In the Tosfos, it says in the middle of the Tosfos, "Lekamon kuv beis amibes." In parentheses, so the line after that, "Lekamon kuv beis amibes." I said, "Yeshlamed alanokat chayla pukemes." It does mean the mother should be alive, even if it's dead, as long as it's shalem. The perusha chay shalem lapuke risik. If you crushed it, then it's not called chay. Chai doesn't mean it's alive. Chai means it shouldn't be crushed. And they give a mashal. The Gemara says that by bor, our Bava says zikin shor bor ma behever. So it says v'nafal sham mashorach hamor ki yiftach yishbar ki yichrishbar. Someone digs a bor in the middle of Yishuv Rabim. V'nafal sham mashorach hamor umeis balabor yishalem. The balabor has to pay. So the Gemara says shor v'lo yadam hamor v'lo kelim. Chamor v'lo kelim. So the Gemara says, but if an Adam falls into the bor, you are chayiv. So what do you mean, shor v'lo yadam? The Gemara says, no, shor v'lo yadam. If an Adam falls in and he gets killed and he dies, then the balabor doesn't pay kofer. Because there's no act of ritzicha. When a behemoth kills an Adam, there's an act of ritzicha. The behemoth kills a person, it's called ritzicha. But if a person falls in a bor and he gets killed, that's not called ritzicha. And you only pay koifer. Koifer is if an act of ritzicha was done. So there's no koifer. So when you say shor b'lo yadam, it only gives umeis. Nafal shama shor chamor adam umeis b'lo b'yishalim. So the only time you put on adam if meis, but if huzak, then you are chayv to pay niske ha adam. So the Gemara says when you memayit kelim. So you should also say you only putter on kelim if it's mace. If it's huzak, then you are chayiv. Just like shor v'lo yadam is only if mace, but if huzak, you do pay. So chamor v'lo kelim is only if mace. What do you mean mace? So the Gemara says kelim shvirasan zui misosam. That's what Tosfos quotes. Kediyama babakam adaf nun dalet. It says on the margin on the right hand side. Kediyama babakam nun dalet gabi kelim shvirasan zui misosam. So here also, when it says v'isik tisha nemolam ve'echad chai, it doesn't mean one nemola is still alive. No, the nemola is dead, but he didn't crush it. If you crush it, then it's not called chai. If it's shalom b'shalei musa, then it's called chai. The Gemara in Brachas has in Perik where in Perik Shlosh Shachlo, I think Gemara says when you bench ala kos, there's a nina bichas hamazn ala kos shir ala yayin. So there's a concept, our common practice is that we usually bench without a kos. But there is an inyan. There is an inyan to recite. There's no inyan to say, and that's on the sechmin al-hadchanyan v'enloylo ala kos. That we don't have ala kos. But Kiddush Avdolah is supposed to recite ala yayin, and when you get married, you recite baruch ala yayin. There are certain occasions when you say baruch ala yayin, and that's called, by bris mila, you say baruch ala yayin. So that's called Shir Alayayim. That's what the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Mila quotes at Chubas HaRashba. Ein Amim Shira Ela Al Hayayim. The original Gemara, Ein Amim Shira Ela Al Hayayim, is in Brochus, Daflam and Heim and Aleph. It means a different thing. Only the Levim sing Shira on the Beis HaMikdash. They play music. They were Meshorim. There were those who sang and there were those who played music. So they used to, Levim used to play music while the Kohanim would be pouring the Yayin. At the time of Nisach Hayayin, they would divide the Shir Shal Yom into three parts. And after the first third of the Shir Shal Yom was over, the Levim would play music and sing. And then after the second part was over, they would again pause. and play music and sing. And after the third part, they divide it into three parts, and they had the music with the singing with the music was done three times in every Shir Shayom. So the original statement in the Gemara, Ena Mashira Alayayin, means the Levim only sing Shira in the Beis HaMikdash in conjunction with Nisach HaYayin done on the Mizbeach by the Kohanim. So the Rashba and the Tshuva applies it as a Melitza to add to the concept of Brocha Alayayin, that you say Kiddush Alayayin, Havdol Alayayin, Bechas Nisuin Alayayin, Sheva Brochas, and so on. So the Gemara says there, Asar Dinim Nemer B'Koshal Brocha, there are 10 Dinim. And then we'll list off all the 10 dinim. Then the Gemara says, we don't follow all of those 10 dinim. We only follow four. Chai mali shtifa hadoch. In Shulchan Aruch, they have a shtick. So the Mechaber writes, chamisha dinim nemer b'kosh al bracha. And he only lists off four. Chai mali shtifa hadoch. So they say the word chamisha is a Rosh Hashanah. Chai mali shtifa hadoch. It says the same shtick. It says in the difference between Shavuos Heses and another Shavuot, the Rabbanan, so the Chamisha differences, and there are only four. So the word Chamisha is a Rosh Hashanah again. Ches is Nikitas Chayfetz, Mem is Mepach Shavua. I forgot already what they are. Yordim Lenachosov. Okay. The four differences, and the Rosh Hashanah is Chamisha. So the Gemara says, from the all the 10, Chamisha Dina Nemru Bebrocha Alakos, so we only observe four. Shtif Adoch means it should rinse out the becher and the inside and the outside. That's Shtif Adoch. Same thing Kiddush. You should rinse out the cup before you say Kiddush. The Magen Avraham says if the cup was in the cupboard all week long and it didn't get dirty, so there's no need to rinse it out right before you say Kiddush. But in the Kaf HaChayim, which is written by Asfardin, the Asfardim follow much more Kabbalah than the Ashkenazim do. So he quotes that Mekubalim used to say that more correct is that you should rinse it out even if the cup is clean. It was in the cupboard all week long. I just washed it out on Friday night after the meal. You should wash it out Shabbos morning before you're about to say Kiddush. By the Hasidim and by the Svardim, they're more makbid about Kabbalah than everybody else. So they're makbid about that. Now Cook and other tzaddikim used to rinse the cup four times on Pesach night by the Seder. They would finish the first cup and then wash it out. Then they would drink the whole second cup and then wash it out before they used it the third time and the fourth time. Each time, chai mali shtifa hadoch. So the Tosfos and the Rishonim work on that. What do you mean? The four dinim. Chai mali. Mali means approximately full to the top. What is chai? That the wine should be, yayin chai shouldn't be mazug. But the Gemara says not so. The Mishnah in Brochus and Perek Ketzim Elorchim has a machleke satanayim. Whether it makes sense, Bori Pri Hagafen is a special bracha. The bracha really should have been Bori Pri Hoetz. Amashkem Hayotzim and Azeisim and Anovim is considered a liquid form of the pri. So the Gemara says it should really say Bori. He really should have said Bori Pri Hoetz on Shem and Zayis and on Yayin. But because Yayin is so super special, so that's why they made a fancier bracha Bori Pri Hagafen. So there's a machlekes hatanayim. What if the yayin is not mazuk? It's yayin chai, and it doesn't taste so good. Maybe the super brocha was only instituted if it's yayin mazuk. So that's a machlekes hatanayim. So then the Gemara says whether you say bar priagofen or not, if it's chai, is a machlekes in the Mishnah. But this everybody agrees. When it comes to ben shalakos, you should really have yayin should be mazuk. It's not right that it should be yayin chai, the way they made the wine before they mix in any water. So Tosfos says, how can it be? Here the Gemara says, from the 10 asar dinim shenema b'brocha lakos, one of them is chai, chai mali shtif ha'adocha. You only observe four out of the 10. Chai means that it should be not mazuk. Here it says that it should be mazuk, so it's astira. So different Rishonim give different terutzim. Tosfos gives different terutzim. So one of the terutzim Tosfos gives is that chai, it's not a description of the wine, yayin chai, as opposed to yayin mazuk. It's a description of the kos, just like shtifa v'adocha is in the kos. And mole means the kos should almost be full to the top. Doesn't mean you have to overflow it. Overflow is wasting. It means it should be almost full to the top. So chai is also din in the kli, as opposed to shavur. Chai means not merusuk. If you have a broken kli, then it's not called chai. But if the kli is not broken, shvirasam zui misasam. The kli is not called chai if it's a little chipped on the top. But if it's not chipped, then the kli is considered chai. Chai doesn't go on the wine, it goes on the kli. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Chachmei Narbona. Anyway, so this is the top Tosfos on Sarigvav on the base is continuing in the job that they started on the big fat Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Ramaschal Maitaima. What's the definition of beria? Beria has to be imi chalak ein shmei olav and it's also matchilus beriyasa, okay? And also it shouldn't be broken. If you have a nemola that's merusak, then it's not, that's what it means chai, as opposed to merusak. If it's merusak, then it's not called a beria.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Overflowing the cup, there's no inyan in that?
Some have the minig by Habdallah that you cause it to overflow based on the Gemara and Erevin. The Gemara has an expression, any home where the wine doesn't spill on the floor, Amatzoi Shabbos, the beginning of the week, is missing a Simen Bracha. When the wine spills on the floor, then it's a Simen Bracha. So some have a minig to pour by Habdallah, the beginning of the week, after full of Ach, to overflow the wine. But my mother used to say it's a Simen Shlump. Not a semen bracha, semen shlump. Yeah. They told me that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that moly doesn't mean mamish full to the top, and then when you pick it up, you're going to spill some of the wine. It means that if a person knows that he's a little bit nervous, he's going to fill it to the top, he's just going to overflow. So then it's moly. If it's full, a quarter of an inch down is also called moly. If it's full, three quarters full is also called moly. But you have to have a radius of wine. Some of the bechas are not so big. So you have to make sure that you have a revius. A revius is the volume of a beitza or machza of a beitza beninus. A beitza beninus. When I was growing up, they used to sell in the stores a beitza beninus. Now all the beitza are much bigger than beninus. Beitza beninus they used to make mayonnaise. And we never see a normal size beitza. We see a large size beitza or jumbo. But it's not an average size beitza. So it's a beitza or machza. A revius is supposed to be the volume of a beitza or machza, an egg and a half. Not so much. They say that the grandchildren of the Chafetz Chaim still have the bechet that he used to use to say Kiddush and Abdullah, and it's much smaller than everybody else's bechet, so they're embarrassed to use it. But that's what they used to use in Europe. That was considered Beitza Machza, yeah. Okay. Then the next Mishnah, Ansarik Vov Amid Beis. Yerach Shen is Basham Bogina. Nashim Yesh Baminasa Tama Reza Asura. I cooked a whole chunk of meat with the Giranasha in it. So the Giranasha is nice and tam. So the Gemara is going to say that we don't paskin like the Mishnah. We paskin aim the Gidin, the nice and tam. Yeah, where is this? Yeah, that's on the Aftzadik Tesame base. In the middle of the Mishnah, I mean, in the middle of the Daf. So the Gemara says, Mas Nisen. The Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah. Ketzad Misha'arim. So the line after that caption, and so it tells on base Ketz and Misharim. So it says Masisin Deleki Hatana Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Barasham Rabbi Berkai Ein Begidim Menais and Tam. The Gemara says the last line the Ilchus Ein Begidim Menais and Tam. We paskan like the Tosefta against the Mishnah. We assume that it doesn't answer. Yeah, Tosis on the Mishnah raises an issue. The Mishnah holds Yesh Begidim Menais and Tam. So what did he do? He cooked the whole piece of meat and he didn't take out the Giranasha. It's a Giranasha Balasa. What did he do? He cooked a big chunk of meat. He didn't salt it for the dam either. So Mesami did salt it to remove the dam. So if the Mishnah holds Yesh Begidin B'nais and Tam, so not only when you cook the whole Yerech, not only when you cook the Yerech with the Gid, will it aser because in the Sinas Tam, when you salted it with the Gid, so Maliach Kereser, so Shin Aser Kadei Klipa. So when the Mishnah says, Miyesh ben Oysen Tam Areza Asura, there's a machlokes Rabbein Ephraim and Rabbein Tam. Tosis quotes on the second line and the Tosis Tzadik Vav Amibes, V'maschem Yesh Bo B'nes and Tamarei Zasura. So see, if you hold like the Rabbein Ephraim, that there's no din of chatir chanas nevei lebishari surim. So even though you salted the whole Yerech with the Gid Anasha in it, and the Mishnah holds Yesh B'Gid M'nes and Tam, so the Tam of the Gid penetrates till Kedei Klipa Maliach Kereseach. So it'll penetrate Kedei Klipa. So you only have to measure Shishim Keneged, the size that the Gid Anasha was. You ignore the fact that the Kedei Klipa next to the Gid Anasha also became Asa because of Malach Kereseach, because there's no such thing of Chatich Anasna Ele B'Sharisur. Just need Shishim against the volume of the Issa. But we Paskin, Ashkenazim Paskin, like, not like, Rabbein Ephraim is the Rav Rishonim hold like that. That's when the Mechaber Paskin like Rabbein Ephraim. But the Ramah is Machmel like the Rabbein Tam, that we said, like Rashi. Rashi said the Verish also like that later. Per Kalabasan. Rashi and Kuf Tesamid Aleph. Kuf Ches, Kuf Tes. Rashi also the Verish like the Rabbein Tam. That you say, Chaticha Nasnevel Bisharisim. So the Pshat in the case in the Mishnah must be first he salted the Yerech with the Gid Anasha. So then the Gid Anasha acid Kedei Klipa around it. And then he cooks the whole thing, and after he washes off all the blood afterwards, after the salting process, then he cooks the whole thing. So then not only do you need Shishim Keneged, the volume of the Gid Anasha, he said, Chaticha Nasnevel Bisharisim. So you need Shishim Keneged, the Kedei Klipa that's surrounding the Gid Anasha also. Not enough to have Shishin Kenega the Gid Anasha. Because behold, that Chaticha Nasnevela Bisharisim. So that's what Tosis points out. That'll depend on the Machlekes Rabbein Ephraim and Rabbein Tam. Okay. Then, then the Gemara has a comment. If you cooked it with roitev, then the tam is mizbalbel. It's going to be mispashet all over, and you have to have shishim against it. Well, nitzle, but if you just with seila, then it won't travel all over the place. The tam of the, even though the Mishnah goes with the shita, yesh begin minas and tam, the tam will not travel all over the place. It'll only go a little bit. He says, you can eat all the flesh, you just can't eat the Gid Anasha. So the test says, not exactly. It's not accurate. It can't be, because you have to aser kedei netila. That's what the test says. When you do maliach kiraseach asers kedei klipa. But if you do more than maliach, you did tzaliya, that Sliya asks Kedei Netila, which is slightly more than Kedei Klipa. Okay. So that's what Tosis points out. Hachemagia Ligid. Then in the bottom Tosis, Afilame Reishosnai, the Gemara has a kasha. How can Shmuel say that you broiled the Yerech? If you broiled the Yerech, only the Kedei Netila around it is going to be Osir, even according to the Mishnah, the Yesh Begid Menos and Tam, but the rest of it will be Mutter. Gemara says, but Rav Huna made a statement, Kedid, the last line on Tzadik Bavim and Beis, Kedid, Shetzola Bechelva, he left in the Chalev. He didn't remove the Chalev. Osir Lechol, Afila Meresh Osna. You're not like, we assume that the Chalev will be mispashed all over the place. Very far away, way past inches of feet, past Kedei Netila. So how can, isn't that a contradiction that Shmuel says, Kol HaVeochal Shemagia L'Gid, only Kedei Netila next to the Gid becomes also a Dei Tzliya. And Rav Huna says that it asks Kedei Kula. So Gemara says, no, Rav Huna is talking left in Chelev, Shaini Chelev de Mefafeya. The Chelev will travel all over the place. Chelev is Shamin, Dava Shamin. If you have a Gid Anasha, so we Paskin Eim Begim Nes Tam doesn't give Nesinas Tam at all. Even though the Mishnah holds not so, but it doesn't give that much Nesinas Tam. It's not a Dovah Shamin. It's not going to travel so far. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. But if you do tzliya and the gid anasha, the Mishnah holds that yesh begin menasin ansar asas kedena tila. So that kedena tila asa the next kedena tila, the next kedena tila should ask the next one. If you all chaticha atzman asas nevel, if you all like the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam held, the Rashbam was the older brother of the Rabbeinu Tam. He learned by Rashi. Rashi writes chaticha nas nevel bishar isur. So if the Gid Anasha asks Kedei Netila next to it, Adei Tzliya, that say Chaticha Atzman asks Nevela, Het the Nepach Lios Iser, that Kedei Netila should ask the next Kedei Netila next to it, that should ask the next Kedei Netila. This is Tosis Kasha. So the answer, the official answer that's accepted in Yeridaya is what Tosis explains. It's the Rashbam's opinion is not accepted. The Rashbam understood Rashi as saying, Chaticha Atzman Nasan Zoyla means a het and nepach lios iser. I call a piece of meat Gid Anasha. How can it be? It's a piece of flesh. How can you call it? How can I have an iser Gid Anasha? It's also because it has a tam of Gid Anasha in it. So if Ein below yet mechaticha la chaticha below right of the bliya and the kedena tila, which is adjacent to the gid, is not going to travel to the next kedena tila. Only the flavor of that piece of meat will travel. So that's what Tosfos develops the klal ein hane'es ha'yochel es b'mokom shein ha'isa yochel la'halach sham. The kedei netila next to the gid was ne'esar because of the gid, according to the Mishnah. We pass can end the gid meresin tam. The Mishnah holds yesh begin meresin tam. So the kedei netila next to the gid was ne'esar because of the bliya. That bliya is not going to travel to the next kedei netila next to the first kedei netila. Because in below yetzim chaticha la chaticha below rotev, in below yetzim from one part of the chaticha to the next one below rotev, it only travels from the gid to the first kedei netila. So the whole din of chaticha nas nevel b'sharisim is just if you have a tam of an iser, if the tam of the gid anasha would go in, then when you calculate shishim, it's not enough just to calculate shishim kenega the iser. You have to calculate kenega the carrier of the iser as well. We'll soon show from the Gemara where they got that from where the Rabbeinu Tam get this idea from. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. So the Rashbam took it literally from Rashi, that the Kedei Netila next to the piece of meat, next to the Gid Anasha, becomes also, turns into Gid Anasha. So then it's a pedal, let that Kedei Netila also the next Kedei Netila. See, and he doesn't hold from this teretz. It's just the din and calculating shishim. So Tosfos quotes the Teretz of Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, that the second line from the top of Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, Lezer Mimitz was the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. He lived in Metz. Several centuries later, the Shagas Aryeh was the rabbi in Metz. He died at the age of 90. He was the rabbi in Metz for quite a few years. On Sundays, I usually learn Bechavrusa with a businessman who married a girl from Metz. So they're all, he met her in Hebrew University, I think, in Eretz Yisrael when he went to university. So the family is very proud of the fact the rabbi in their community was the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh was in the 1700s, had nothing to do with them. But that's it. That's it. Like the Maram Schiff, what city was he from? I forgot already, in Germany. So they brag about the fact that they come from his city. I forgot the famous city in Germany. So they're all proud of the fact. So Rabbi Lezer Mimitz was the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. And he understood Chaticha Nas Nevel B'Shar Yisurim like the Rashbam did, that Het Enepach Li Asisar. So let the first Kedei Netila Asad the second, even though the Balua from the Gid doesn't travel further, in Balua Yetzim Chaticha La Chaticha B'Loi Reitev, but the Tam of the Kedei Netila, the Tam of Basar Kedei Netila, not the Tam of the Gid, the Tam of Basar is going to go. So it's So why doesn't Asa the next one? So he came up with an answer. You only say Chaticha Nas Nevel if it's a Chaticha Shlema. If it's only a Mixus Chaticha, then you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevel. So Tosfos says, Vein Zatam, it's on a Tam. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. So that's why we don't accept that answer of the Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. We hold that the correct Pshat and Chaticha Nas Nevel B'Shar Yisurim is just the way to calculate Shishim. And we really hold, like that opinion in Tosfos, that the whole din of Chaticha Nas Nevel B'Shar Yisurim is only midrabbanan. It's not a din minatur. Rabbi Kevega points out that this, there's a long Tosfos on Kuf Amud Aleph going over Talmud Beis. So at the end of that Tosfos, The end of that long Tosfos is the last 15 lines. They're bothered with a kasha. It goes over the long Tosfos that continues Kuf Amar Al Talmud Beis. So the last 15 lines, they're assuming Chaticha Nasnarela B'Shar Yisurim is a Din Daraisa, as opposed to the Tosfos on Kuf Ches Amar Beis. But Tosfos says Beferish that it's only Midir Rabbanan, and that's the way we are some here. That's the fifth line from the top on Kuf Ches Amar Beis and Tosfos. Say Chaticha Nasnarela B'Shar Yisurim is only Midir Rabbanan. It's not a Din Min HaTorah. That's what we are some. It's only a din in calculation of the shish. Yeah. So that's what we assume. Mm-hmm. We pass an aim be gid menos and tam that gid does nasa benesinas tam at all, like that, like the Tana in the Tosefta that we saw before. Where was that again? Here on Tzadik Tes on the base, the second half of Amid base, the whole 15 lines there, and the final line and the Gemara. And the Daf is Vilchus Ein the Gid Medaisin Tam. So we hold that Gid doesn't ask him in the Sinus Tam. What's the story with Shuman Agid? So we spoke about that when we started the Perk. Shuman Agid is a Machleg Zameir Rabbuta. So we pass on like Rab Meir Shuman Agid is awesome at the Rabbanan. As a Syog is a Harchoka for what? It's a Syog for Chelev or a Syog for Gid? So some Rishonim hold that it's a siyog for chelev and only apply shuman agid of a behema because chelev avachaya is muta. Chelev avachaya is muta. The Pischei Tshuva quote such an idea from Achrenim. And we said the smak writes beferish not so. It's machloek in Achrenim. The Sefer Mitzvah's cotton writes beferish that it's the same, that shuman agid applies equally to behema and chaya, that it's a siyog for gid. It's not a siyog to chelev. So based on that idea, that it's a siyog to gid, so the Rivom, the Bala Tosfos is here, and this Tosfos is Tzadik Zayin Amanalek, Dima Mascha Shayne Chelev, Dima Fafeya, as well as earlier, Tosfos quoted it on the opening Mishnah, I think, on Peites on the days. I think Tosfos on the first Mishnah quoted this, yeah. Quoted this Mishnah, this Shita. I already forgot. The Tosfos quotes it. Here in the Tosfos, from the age Bob and Eisen Tam, the Pirush Rabbeinu Yitzchak Reb Meir, by the letter Aleph of the Bach, on page, and of Peites, on the base, Tosfos Maschah, from the age Bob and Eisen Tam. So they quote the Rivom Bala Tosfos of the opinion that since Shuman Agid is Exeru Atugid, Shaloy Hei Chomer Tofel Min Ha'ikar, Shaloy Hei Tofel Chomer Min Ha'ikar, the Shuman Agid is also Atugid. And Gid is Emdi Gid Menois and Tam. So Shuman Agid, how can he be Machmer more in the Shuman Agid than in the Gid? So you should say that the Shuman Agid should not have been a Sinus Tam either. So that's an interesting idea. But in Yerideya, we have not accepted that opinion. We paskin that the Shuman Agid does answer. Rashi holds Beferish like that. Here's the Rashi Beferish. I forgot already. Somewhere over here, the last line on Amar Aleph. Rashi writes Beferish, even though ain't the Gidden, the nice and tam, but the Shuman Agid does answer. Oy. I forgot. But that's the way we pass in the year there, because the Kes Mishnah understands that the Rambam also holds like Rashi. So we pass on that Shuman Agid does answer. Even though Shuman Agid is a Xerah to Gid, it does answer. I forgot already where, but it's a Beferish Rashi. Don't know. Okay.
Hey, Rebbe.
Yeah.
Do we also paskin that it only applies to Behema Shuman again?
That's a machlokes in Achrayim, how you should paskin. Really, if the smak writes, I saw the smak has Beferish, that applies Shuman again both to Behema and Chaya. I don't know if the Rishonim would disagree. The Pischei Tshuva quotes Machlokes about it. But in Rishonim, I didn't research it. I happened to be Mikre. I opened up the smak, and I saw the smak writes Beferish that even Shuman Agid of a Chaya is also awesome. They're both awesome, both Behema and Chaya. So I would think that we should follow the Rishon. Then the Gemara Tzadik Zayin Amanala quotes Rava. in the middle of the omen. Omar Rabban Mireish, originally, Habakkuk Kashali, he had a problem with the following pricing. He shouldn't cook milchiks in a fleshik pot. Then bishel ben oisen tam. If you cooked on the same day, if you waited 24 hours and it's ain't ben yomah, then it's going to be on the oisen tam lo gam. It won't answer but he had it. Assume lechatchile you should kasher. Lechatchile we assume you're not allowed to cook fleshiks in the milchik pot. You're not allowed to cook milchiks in the fleshik pot, even though it's ain't ben yomah. Because the Gemara says on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah, the last Amud Aleph, Avodah Zarah ends on an Amud Beis, but the last Amud Aleph in the Masechta, so the Gemara says, is that so? If that is so, so why do you ever have to cash him any trade for pas? Just wait till it's Eina Ben Yom and everything will be Mutter. The Gemara says, no, but Midi Rabbanan, they made Xera Eina Ben Yom to Ben Yom. So on that daf, the Ritva was a Talmud of Rabbaran Halevi. The Rabbo was the Talmud of the Ramban. So the Rabbo and his brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas, Achi Rabbeinu. The Rabbo was always very original thinker, and the Rabbeinu Pinchas was even more original thinker than the Rabbo. So they always had original opinions, and they didn't care the fact that nobody else agreed with them. So the Rabbo only had one set of dishes, kosher dishes, and he said the gzera ain't a binyama, the binyama was only instituted if it's isura bala, if it's treif, if it's a terabala, they never made the gzera the rabbanan. So the Ritva writes that Talmidim didn't want to argue with him. The Rebbe insists that that's the din, but they pleaded with him and they said, of course you're right, of course the Rebbe is right, but everybody else says you're an apikoiris and you don't know what you're talking about. So what's the big deal? Have two sets of dishes, make everybody happy. He says, no. It's a matter of principle, he's not going to give in. Right is right, he's not going to give in. So that's that Shitas Ra'or. I remember the first year I was a Rebbe in Yeshiva, the Yeshiva was learning Psochim. So we were talking about this. So there was a student of my Shia who already passed away, a student of my Shia who got smicha from the Yeshiva. He originally went to the Jewish, he was a Baal Tshuva. His parents were conservative. And then he went to the Jewish Theological Seminary, and then he became Orthodox, and he came to learn in the Yeshiva, then he was very frum. And all of his children had names like Issa Zalman, Ameya Simcha, he gave very, very holy names. Yitzchak Zev, one was named after Abdelbel Salvation, Yitzchak Zev. And all of his children are named Torah, so he never he passed away from cancer recently. So he said, wow, in the seminary, they didn't know about this Ra'of. They would have known, they would have been mefarsimet already, that the Rishonim say you only need one set of dishes, you don't need two sets of dishes. So Rabbi Kiveger in the Chubas refers to this Ra'of's opinion. There's an opinion, the Chacham Tzvi's opinion. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, if you have a tray for pot that you use for stam yenim, tray for barrels, that were balei stam yenim. Stam Yenim is Kavish Kamibushal. If the Stam Yenim is sitting in the pot for more than 24 hours, so I say Kavish Kamibushal. Soaking for 24 hours is Kavish Kamibushal. Yeah, that's a question. Kavish, where do you more have? Malik, Reseach, and Kavish Kamibushal. It's on the next stuff. Here it is. Malik, here it is. Tzadik Zayin on the day is about the 8 lines from the top. Omar Shmuel, Malik, Reseach, and Kavish Kamibushal. So Rashi writes, Kovush, the Chomets, the Tavlin, the Kovush, Behemisa, the Heta Yachad. Rashi seems to, the Beis Yosef points this out. Rashi seems to say the Kovush is only Behemets of Tzir. If something is a Dovachorif, then it becomes Kovush, Kemavush. Well, if it's only Kovush in water, I have kosher meat and trefit meat, and I have it in water and soaking for 24 hours. So we assume that's also Kovush, Kemavush. I, Rashi says, only Kovush, Behemets. So we're Machmer. It's Kamish Bechaymet Zuvitzir, even in less than 24 hours, also becomes Kamish. How long does it take? So in one place in Mishnayis, I think that the Peretz Yisrael Mishnayis writes 18 minutes, Shir Mil, 18 minutes. So the Darkei Tshuva is a Likud from the Munkacha. It's a Likud on Yerideya of all of the Achreinim. He had a project, and he had the boys in his yeshiva. He had a yeshiva, munkach, and he had them all work. So he divided up everything in Shulchan Aruch. He gave each student 2 or 3 pages to work on. They should quote all the Achrayim. I have comments on that page. So that's why every so often you have the same thing as written in the Darkei Tshuva 10 times. because the Talmidim who had worked on these three pages quoted it on Siv Gimel. Talmidim who worked on the next three pages quoted it on Siv Tes. Talmidim who worked on two Simonim later quoted it again. So you have that. It's sloppy. So you have it was a composite job from all the Talmidim. They all worked on it together. So it's out of order. So in the Darkei Tshuva, he quotes this. Teferis Yisrael HaMishnah, he says, Kovish B'chay Mitzvitzir, when Machmer even less than 24 hours. How long? So that's, so the Teferis Yisrael writes 18 minutes, and the Munkacha says that's not correct. It's a Machloikis Achran, I think, whether it's 6 minutes or 8 minutes. But it's not 18 minutes, much less than 18 minutes. Yeah, Kovish, what do we see? We assume Kovish B'mayim, if it's soaking in water, Yitora like Kuliyoma B'chelva. The Gemara said, that basa b'cholav is a chiddush, that if you soak, what was that? Kuf ches amen aleph. Basa b'cholav is a chiddush, that if you soak it all day long, it won't be basa b'cholav deraisa. Yitora like kuli yoyma. So you see from the Gemara that kovash kemevushal is kuli yoyma, all day long. So that's a machlekes. All day long means 12 hours, the daytime part of the day, or 24 hours a whole day. And some rishonim held 3 days. Why 3 days? Because if you have treifa barrels that have treifa wine in it, so the way to kasher it is by soaking the barrel for 24 hours in water, pouring out the water, soaking it again, slightly more than 24 hours, pouring out the water, then soaking it a third time. That's called milui v'irui gimel yomim. Milui, you fill it up with water till the top, v'irui. You let it soak for 24 hours, then you spill it out, then you do it again, milui v'irui, milui v'irui. So if you do milui v'irui gimel yomim, why is that good? Because we assume kibola kach polto. So you see that in order to be balea, you have to have that it should be kabbish 3 times. So the Beis quotes the 3 sheikhs. When Shmuel says kabbish kemevushal, Shmuel said that there's such a thing as a blia b'tzainen. Usually assume a blia is only b'chamin. That b'tzainen is not blia. Yeah, that's it. It's just there for a second. But if it's kabbish kemevushal, a maliach kiraseach, so then there's a blia even b'tzainen. So kabbish kemevushal, if it's kabbish b'chay mitzvitzir, like Rashi says, then when machmer, you don't even need kuli yoyma, even 6 minutes, machmer 6 minutes. But it's kabbish b'mayim, then it's 3 sheetahs, but 12 hours, 24 hours, are 3 days. And we pasken 24 hours. But the Gemara said, kibola kach polto. So the answer is no, kibola kach polto means that determines which form of kosherization do you need. Do you need libun? Do you need hagola? Do you need mili v'ira? So if the blia was ayidei kavush, then kibola kach polta, the plate will be ayidei mili v'ira. But the details of how long doesn't have to be the same. The blia was 24 hours, and the plate needs mili v'ira gimel yamim, 72 hours. Not enough, just 24 hours. Yeah. So let's see again. So what does Rabbi say again? Meiresh, where? Amar Rabbi here in the middle of Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph. Meiresh originally have a kokashali. I was bothered with the brayse. G'derish Bishem Bahubalstar. Oh yeah. So we mentioned that the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah that if you have a treifa barrel that has tam yenam, it was baleas tam yenam. Baleas tam yenam are they kavush. So then if you waited 12 months, it's Yishun, Yud Beis Chodesh, you didn't use the barrel, it was empty from wine for the full 12 months, then we assume the whole Belia goes out. The Belia will disappear. So the Chacham says, so many assume, most Poskim assume, it's a special Kulan Stam Yenim, because Stam Yenim is only a Chumra mid Rabbanon. Stam Yenim is a Gzeira Mishum B'nai Sehim, that it may lead to intermarriage. And then once they asked it because of intermarriage, that is a concern. So then they threw in another chumra that maybe the nochri was menasach the wine. But if the noch Tosis points out, if the nochri was menasach the wine, he's not going to give it to you to drink. He's not going to drink it himself. The fact that he's making it, he lets you drink it. That's a clear cut indication that he was not menasach the wine. That's very far fetched. So that would have been on milsa de la shrich la goz rabbanon. They would not have made gzeira de rabbanon if they're concerned about the nisuch. They made the gzeira because they're concerned that it may lead to intermarriage. I may enjoy the Goyish wine so much, I may want to marry the Goy's daughter in order to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine that the girl's father manufactures. And once I made the Gzera, then they threw in another detail. Not only is it also Bachila, it's even also Bahanoa, because of the possibility of Fatech, possibility of Nisuch. And even if the Goy handled the Jew's wine, also Asad said, I'm not going to marry his daughter because he's the waiter, he's pouring wine. I may marry his daughter if he manufactures the wine, if he processes the wine. But once they made the Isur of Mishum HaDasem, then they added that on, they tacked that on also. So the Isur of Stam Yainam, is a Chumra Midirabon. Here, take a look, the Tosfos Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, the big fat Tosfos Omar Rove. So the last 10 lines or so in Tosfos, it says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Omer Rabbeinu Tam has a Rebbe Kiveges Tzion, and Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah say that Yai Nesach is B'mashuhu. Yai Nesach has is B'mashuhu. So Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a Chiddush, says, Davke Yai Shenes Nesach, Mamish Yai Nesach, that's B'mashuhu. It goes on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Yai V'yai, Mayim V'mayim is B'mashuhu. What do you mean, Mayim? Mayim, they made Xerid the Rabban. You're not allowed to drink water that's processed by a Goy. We buy water in the store. We drink water all the time. The answer is no. If the water was nisnasech lavod zara, then it's tekruvis, okay. But if it was never nisnasech, so then it's going to be bottled b'shishim, and that's the common practice. He says the tshuvas hagaynim written over, copied over by Rabbi Yosef Tuvelo. His name was Bonfis, Bonfi. So Bonfi in Hebrew, he translated, so it's Tuvelo. It's a good boy, Bonfi. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim was a Balatosis, and he wrote Piyutim, and he also copied over many of the Tshuvas Hagoyim. So the Rabbeinu Tam got this idea from the Tshuvas Hagoyim written over by Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, Tesayin, what's a Rabbeinu Tam? It says Beferish like that. Only Yai Nesach and Esnasach Levi Dezor is B'mashuhu, but Yai Nesach today, Yai and Stam Yainim today is Batul B'shishim. It's not going to be B'mashuhu. Yeah. If you hold like Rashi, that Mimimina is always B'mashuhu. That's what the whole Tosfos is dedicated to, that Rashi. Rashi writes on Kuf Tesam and Aleph that the Halach is like Rabbi Yudah, the Lach B'lach Mimimina is always B'mashuhu. So Tosfos says we don't pass on like that. We don't hold like that Rashi, and that's the accepted opinion in Yeridei, that Mimimina, even though Lach B'lach, we don't hold like Rabbi Yudah. We don't pass on that as B'mashuhu. Yeah. So getting back again to the Gemara, what did the Gemara say? So Rabbi says, Omer of Meresh, originally have a kakashle, I didn't understand the Braisa. It says, if you have a pot where you cook fleshiks, you're not allowed to cook milchiks. Yeah, and if you did cook milchiks, there's a rasa, so it says, Bishal b'nois and tam. Somebody has to taste it to see. Can you taste the flavor of the flesh and the milk, the flavor of the milk and the flesh and the flesh or not? Or if you cook truma in a pot, so you shouldn't cook any chulin, because then only Kohanim will be allowed to eat the chulin. A zar will not be allowed to eat the chulin, because truma is asur lezarim, and I say tam kiker, it'll be nos and tam, it'll be asa. So he says on the first white line, bishlema, the second half of the braisa, said that if you cook truma in the pot, then you cook chulin, you have to taste it and see if it has an asinus tam. So bishlema, truma time like coin. The coin will taste the soup. And if it has a flavor of the truma, he'll tell everybody, you know, the Azar is not allowed to eat it. And if he won't taste the flavor of the truma, he'll tell everybody they are allowed to eat it. Mim Shein Minoy is the truma is bottle. If it's Mim B'Minoy, truma Mim B'Minoy, you need mayo. That's a drasha from the Pasuk in today's Sedra. Korach was Ma'arar al HaTshuva. This week is Pasha's Korach. So Korach was Ma'arar al HaKuhuna. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal, because it was Ma'ar al-Hakuna, at the end of the Sedra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews many of the Chof Tavid Matans Kuna. It doesn't have all 24. It has a big list, many of the Matans Kuna. There are really more than 24 Matans Kuna, but the Tanoim were including a few together. So that's a big machloikis in Rishon, and which were combined together, and which are the 24 Matans Kuna, which are combined together. The head of the yeshiva before I was born was Dr. Revel. So Dr. Revel, when he passed away, then there was a big machlokes who should be the Rosh Yeshiva. First, there was a machlekes who should be right, because he was both the Rosh Hashiva and the president of the college. There wasn't a university then. There was only a little college. So there was a big machlekes. So many supported Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, he wanted to be Rosh Hashiva, and he lost out to Dr. Belkin, because Rabbi Soloveitchik was very snappy at that time, and he used to take off to Boston, and he didn't speak to the students, and Dr. Belkin used to read him Shiduchim, used to give money to go out on dates, and he lived in New York, and he was always there. Rabbi Soloveitchik just came in from Boston, he went back to Boston. So he said he lost out to Dr. Belkin, and then the people who appointed Dr. Belkin as the Rosh Yeshiva, then they didn't want him to become the president of the college. They felt that would ruin him, which ultimately it did, because he made it into a whole university. He had he made all the graduate schools, and then he made it into university status, and it became a big league. And he was busy all day and all night. He went out of his mind raising money for the whole university. So he had to give up. In my time, Dr. Belkin was already not giving a shiur. We felt hurt. The Talmidim and Rabbi Soloveitchik felt hurt. Why did they call Dr. Belkin the Rosh Yeshiva? We didn't know the history. Originally, he was voted in by the Talmidim as the Rosh Yeshiva and by the board. They chose him as the Rosh Yeshiva. Now later, the people who made him Rosh Yeshiva didn't want him to become the president of the college. Then politicians made him the president of the college. They thought that they'll run the college behind the scenes, and he didn't let them. They thought that he was a butlin and he won't know how to run the college, and they'll run the college. So Dr. Belk didn't let him. Anyway, so Dr. Revel printed different director. He was from Tels. So he printed different director. So one of the director he has is about this, which exactly are the Chof Dalet Matan Kahuna, and which, there are more than 24, and which are combined together, counted as one. And the Chaps and Afkamina, one of the Afkaminas is about Maisa Behema. If a farmer had 10 sheep or born to his sheep in the course of the year, there's the Rosh Hashanah la Maisa Behema. Either Echad Be'elul, Echad Be'tishrei, whenever the first Mishnah Masechus Rosh Hashanah. So if there were 10 animals born in the course of the 1 year, then you put them all together in a corral, in Mafresh Maisa Behema, you bring it as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. So some of the Gaonim were of the opinion, the Rashba quotes this, some of the Gaonim were of the opinion that Maisa Behema is one of the Chof Dalet Matan Kahuna. And Rashi on Chumash and Rashi on the Gemara always says there is no such thing. It never says anywhere that you give Maisa Behema to the Kohanim, so it's not from the Chof Dalet Matan Kahuna. So that's part of this machlokes, is which are the Chof Dalet, there are more than 24, which are the Chof Dalet Matan Kahuna, and which are the several that are bunched together in one unit. So again, so over here, Nachum also said they have truma. The Gemara says, "Vishleim truma toim lakoyin." If they cook truma in the pot, the koyin can, and then they cook soup in the pot. Oh. So I started to say, yeah. So the pasuk says in the end of today's sedra, it says when the farmers mafresh truma. Then you mafresh truma, you have to go in order. Then you mafresh maisa rishon, you give 1/10 of everything to the levy. Then the levy has to take maisa mina maisa. He takes 1/10 of 1/10, that's 1% of everything. And that's maisa mina maisa. Maisa mina maisa is like truma. We mentioned the din is that in order to get malchus for eating macholos aseris, you have to eat a kazayis. It has to be, so there's one opinion that if you eat a half a kazayis of chazer and a half a kazayis of bas b'cholov, Yeloike, Rameir Shita, Isuri Mitztarfim Zeim Ze, Kol Shiti Aftelcha Harebe Valtechel, Zechel Kol Teve, Kol Shiti Aftelcha, it's all the same. And we don't pass like that. We pass that you only get Malkus if you had a Kazayas of Chazer, you had a Kazayas of Basa Bechol, you had a half a Kazayas of Chazer, half a Kazayas of Basa Bechol, but they're not Mitztarfim Yachad, then you don't get Malkus. However, the Mishnah says in Me'ila, if it's all Shem Echod, then they are Mitztarfim. So let's say I'm not a Kohen. And I'll eat a quarter of kazais of truma, quarter kazais of challah, quarter kazais of bikurim, and a quarter kazais of maisem and amaisem. So the Mishnah says that all four have a shem truma, and they're all mitzvah from Yachem. So that's the pasuk at the end of today's sedra. It says when you give maisevishin to the Levi should be mafresh maisem and amaisem. And actually, lechem trumaschem, the trumas maisem the Levi gives to the koyin, has the exact same status as considered like kadogam and agam chamleim and ayakim. It's mamish the same din as truma gedolah. So it says it says in the pasuk that the lady should take out es migdash mimenu. He should take out the ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. When we give ma'isa rishon to the lady, it's all tevel. He's not allowed, the lady is not allowed to begin to eat it until he takes out ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. And that's referred to by the Chumash, harim chemes migdash mimenu. So the Sifrei has a drasha on that pasuk. Shimnof l'tocho mikacho. If the ma'isa min ha'ma'isa 1%, 1 out of 100, 1% falls back in to everything. Everything has 99 units of heter and 1% of truma. So if it falls back in, it's all also because truma needs mayor to be mevatelet. So if it falls into 99 units of chulin, it's not enough to be mevatelet. You need dafka 100 units of chulin. And then the Gemara says, this is because truma is also bachelim mutabano, but orlak la'akerim, which is kafal isura. Not only is it also bachila, it's also bahanoa. So kafal aliyosa. So to be mevatled lahalos means to be mevatled. So you need masayim. So truma needs meyor, and orlak lakam needs masayim. So the Sifrei learns that from a pasuk. This whole din starts from the pasuk. I think it's next to the last pasuk in Parshas Korach. Es migdashom imenu tetekam nafal atocha mekacha. So Taisus points out there's a beferish gemara in the end of Maseches Nida, that the din that you need meyor for truma is only midirabbanan. When a Torah truma falls into chul and it's bottle had betrayed. Bimemina, if it's mimshenimina, it's tam kiker. But if it's mimemina, it says bottle had betrayed. I bet the Sifrei learned that from a pasuk and off of the tochem mekacho. The Taisa says, come on, there's so many different drushes in the Sifrei, it's a double yadua, that many of them are asmachtas. You have to figure out which are asmachtas and which are real drushes gemuras. In the Sifra, you don't have like that so much, but the Sifra, you have. Sifra was written, Stam Sifra's Reb Yudah, Stam Sifra Reb Shimon, that they were edited by different Tanoim, and the Sifra, and Bamidbar and Dvarim, has a lot of dinim that are only, they were only intended as Asmachta. So this din, that the Truma needs Echad Umeya, if Truma falls into 100 units of Heter, then his Batel falls into 99 units of Heter, it's not Batel. That's a din midirabban. Okay, the smacht is the pasuk of nafal l'tocha mekacho. So that din only applies if it's min b'mina. If it's min m'sheina mina, all the rishonim say is it'll be bota b'shishim. If it's min m'sheina mina, it'll be bota b'shishim, just to take care of the sinas stam. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about, or the Brisa is talking about. K'dev she bishal bo truma le'yivasha b'chulam and bishal b'nais and tam. So bishal and the truma time by coin. The coin has to eat the soup to see does it have a flavor of the truma which was cooked in it previously on the same day. It's a ben yomo. Yeah. How is it enough if it doesn't give the sinas tam? Because it's talking ben m'sheinamina. So ben m'sheinamina, there is no din for shish. All the rishonim say like that. All the rishonim say like that. That's what Rashi, this gigantic Tosfos, the bulk of the Tosfos is still the last part. The last part was about stam yenam as opposed to yayin esach, that is manazet, not the mashal anymore. Yeah. But the rest of the Tosfos, they're taking issue with the Rashi on Kuf Tesam at Aleph, where Rashi claims the halacha should be like Reb Yudah, the mim mimina is mamasha. So one of the rais he brings is that the Gemara in the last parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, yeah, Tosfos quotes on the fifth line, and it Omar Rava, around the fifth line, it says, but Maseches Avodah Zarah perak basa daf samach vav amid Aleph. So the Gemara there has a machlokes. Abaye v'Rava. How do you determine whether any tarubis is mim mina? Does it depend on the flavor? Does it depend on the shem hadova? Let's say I have wine and wine. So this is sweet wine and there's a dry wine. Totally different flavors, but they're both called wine. Or let's say you have, grape juice and grapes. So tray for grape juice, and Nachri handled tray for grape juice. The grape juice didn't ferment yet. It has the same taste as the grapes. The tam is the same, but it's known as grape juice. You don't call it grapes. So do you determine, so the din is a tray for wine. Let's say if it's yayin esach, it's going to be mamashu. Or let's say if it's a truma, let's say the wine is truma. So truma is going to be b'meyo. If it's mim amina, it's not going to be b'meyo. So how do you determine whether any given tarubis is mim sheni mina? So that's machlokes abai v'rova, whether basa shma azlina or basa taima azlina. So Rashi understood the fact that there's a machlokes abai v'rova. The assumption is that they both agree, abai v'rova, they both agree that mim mina is b'mashu. That's the premise, that din is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos says, no, it's relevant for orla, for klei akarim, for truma. Truma is b'meyo if it's mim mina. Truma mim sheni mina is basa taima. Tam ki iker. If it's ein bonasinas tam is mutter. That's what it says in the brisa. The kohen will taste it to see if it doesn't have the flavor of the truma. It'll be mutter lazar. If it's mimimina, then you need mayo. Let's say oil or klakem. You need masaim only if it's mimimina. So there'll be a machloikas, a baiver of it. How do you determine whether any given tarus is mimimina, mimshenimina? Does it depend boso shma boso time? But it doesn't necessarily imply, like Rashi understood, that a baiver of it both subscribe to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That mimimina is b'mashu. No, we don't hold like that. So that's what so Rabbi says. Originally, he was bothered with the question in the brisa. Bishleima on the first white line on Saturday's line. Bishleima truma. They cook truma in the pot this morning, and then this afternoon they cook vegetable soup. So time the coin. The coin will taste the vegetable soup to see whether you have any taste of the truma that was cooked earlier. Alabasa b'cholav. Who's going to taste it? If it turns out that it's treif. So you're violating, and he's not allowed to taste it. So he was always wondering about that price. But then he heard the Rabbi Yechon says, "Hamchina nakfela aramo." You can trust the nochri. You can trust the nochri. So then he said, "Oh, that's the pshat achnam. Hamchina nakfela aramo." So we already spoke about this. How do you trust the nochri? So the Taz says, "Because noch misich lefitum is nemah. Whenever erech adam misurim is good, noch misich lefitum is always good." And Shach doesn't agree at all. So the pashtus is here. There's a little taste of samchina nakfela, not based on misich lefitum. Avagav davchom who? How do you trust in kevin the kfela who? Loi meshakesh alo yafsedum nusa. That's chazok uman loi mara umanase. He's a kfela. A kfela means he's a chef. He doesn't want to lose his good reputation as an expert chef. So that's why we ask him. So the shach says maybe bedavke it can't be misich lefitum. If it's going to be Mesech Lefituma, he doesn't realize that his reputation is at stake. We have to tell him, we have to know for religious purposes whether it has the taste of wine or the taste of flavoring of vegetables or whatever it is that we want to know. A basa v'cholav. You have to know, what does it taste like? He used to have a nochri who worked in the OU. He was one of the guards there. So a lot of times we'd ask him to taste something to tell us, does it taste like bread, or does it take, you're not allowed to have milchi bread, a milchi cake you may have. So sometimes there would be something that was questionable, whether it's dinaki cake or dinaki bread. So they would ask the nachri. A lot of times we would ask him to taste. And then after many years, he felt that the responsibility, the whole of paskening all the shaitas for the OU is too serious. So he retired. So he's still a god, but he doesn't want to pasken shaitas anymore. So he doesn't want us to ask him to taste anything. He used to be our kfeil arama. Yeah. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Blineta, tomorrow I have to give the shiur earlier than usual, maybe 9:15 or so, maybe around 9:15 or 9, something like that, between 9:15 and 9:30. Okay, very good. We'll meet again tomorrow. Have a pleasant day. Guten Chodesh.
Thank you, Abby.
Very good. Thank you for listening.